37.
It was like marked.
Zach's got his pager.
All right, here we go, guys. Let's roll. Number 37. How great thou art.
Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee, how great thou art, how I wander and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees. Then I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze.
Verse number 3.
And when I think that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross my burden gladly bearing he bled and died to take away my sin. Sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. Shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home. What joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art.
Number 4 again.
When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
All right, what's our next one?
Riley.
206.
36?
206. 206? Oh. Is that Tis So Sweet or is that Wonderful Grace? What is that?
Wonderful Grace.
Oh, I was just kidding.
All right, Wonderful Grace. Here we go.
Wonderful grace of Jesus, greater than all my sin. How shall my tongue describe it? Where shall its praise begin? Taking away my burden, setting my spirit free. Oh, the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches you and me.
Sing it again.
Wonderful grace of Jesus, greater than all my sin. How shall my tongue describe it? Where shall its praise begin? Taking away my burden, setting my spirit free. Oh, the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches.
All right, sing it out.
Wonderful the matchless grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea. It's higher than the mountains, sparkling like a fountain, all sufficient grace for even me. And broader than the scope of my transgressions, greater far than all my sin and shame. Oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus, praise his name. Wonderful grace of Jesus, reaching to all the lost. By it I have been pardoned, saved to the uttermost. Chains have been torn asunder, giving me liberty. Oh, the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches you and me. Wonderful the matchless grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea. It's higher than a mountain, sparkling like a fountain, all sufficient grace for even me. And broader than the scope of my transgressions, greater far than all my sin and shame. Oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus, praise his name. Wonderful grace of Jesus, reaching the most defiled. By its transforming power, making me God's dear child. Purchasing peace and heaven for all eternity. Oh, wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. Wonderful the matchless grace of Jesus, deeper than a mighty rolling sea. It's higher than a mountain, sparkling like a fountain, all sufficient grace for even me. And broader than the scope of my transgressions, greater far than all my sin and shame. Oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus, praise his name
again.
Wonderful the matchless grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea. Higher than a mountain, sparkling like a fountain, all sufficient grace for
amen.
And broader than the scope of my transgressions, greater far than all my sin and shame. Oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus, praise his name.
All right, we're going to have Aaron pray for us, and then afterwards we're going to have Amanda come on up, and she's going to speak to us for a little bit. All right, guys.
Father, thank you so much for your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord. We just thank you for the time you set aside for us to come together and fellowship together, Lord. I just pray that you just watch over us today as we get into your Word. Help these kids to find the words to say, Lord, and just have them to show us what you've showed them. And I pray that you just watch over us on our way down to the Crown Center today, Lord. You just get all the praise and honor and the glory today. And let's have a good time and head back home safely, Lord. I just pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. lately, like, God has really brought this to my remembrance, and, like, I'm going to talk about prayer, because I'm going through discipleship right now with my sister and my mom, and a few weeks ago, we finished going through lesson 5, which is prayer, and I'm going to be reading out of Romans chapter 8, verses 26 through 28, and that says, "Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what he is the mind of the Spirit, because he that maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to him that are the called according to his purpose." And 26 says that, like, it's basically saying that we don't really know how to pray. And through discipleship, I have learned that prayers are not like who can convince God the most, and it's not like who changes God's mind, and it's not, it's not like you're communicating through someone else, and it's not a recited prayer. Like, my little cousins, they're little, so they're, like, just learning how to, like, I don't know how to say this, like, to pray, and they don't go to this church, and, so they say, like, "Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest," like, that kind of prayer, and that's not what prayer is. Many people think that praying is our way of getting God to see things the way that we see them and to give us what we want. And God actually wants us to see, like, the way he sees the world and the things in the world. And that's hard sometimes because you really want, like, people to see things the way you see them. And verse 27 says, He that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, and that means that God knows what we are thinking, but, like, he wants us to know what we're thinking. He knows what, like, we want, even if people around us don't know what we want, and so he wants us to, like, understand what is going through our minds, and so when we pray to him and we communicate with what we're thinking, we both understand things. And God has a plan for us, and people often today pray, like, "Help me get this job," or more, like, for the kids who are in middle school, it's more of, "Help me do good on this test." And that's, like, those things are good, but God wants us to pray for his, like, plan to be fulfilled through us. And then, like, kind of, like, a simple explanation is, God's Holy Spirit lives inside us and searches our hearts for the right heart attitude, and then he goes to God's throne for us. And verse 28 says, this verse is saying that, like, all things for God's children work together for good, and bad things don't really happen to God's children, even though people are always, like, just, like, they constantly say, "Why do bad things happen to good people?" And God doesn't see it that way. God sees it as an opportunity for, like, whether it's for us to learn something or to do something for him. So, like, if we are praying for an opportunity, then God will, like, put his hand in it. And, like, there's, in my fifth hour, which is pre-algebra, there are these two girls, and they always take, like, me and my friend's seats because we sit in the same seats every day. And then if one of us are late to class, they take our seats. And, like, it sounds silly, but, like, my friends, they constantly are, like, "They take our seats. This is so rude. Why do they do this?" And, like, sometimes I really want to, like, say that to them, like, "Seriously, we sit here every day." But, like, I have to stop and, like, pray for a good attitude and be like, "I don't need to say that to them. They don't understand that, like, my friends don't understand that God doesn't want us to do that." Mm-hmm. And prayer is, like, for you to get your heart, well, for me to get my heart attitude right. And prayer is your conversation with God. And, like, prayer is keeping yourself in fellowship with the Lord. And in conclusion, prayer is one of the most important things in our life next to God. And if God is the most important, we need to talk and communicate with him.
Man, good job, man. That was awesome. Man, is that your first time doing this for the kids? Well, in front of us, right on, right on. She did awesome, guys, and I just want to keep encouraging, like, just more and more of you, like, as you just continue to grow in your relationship with God, to come share that with us. You know, that's what it's all about. We want to benefit from what the Lord's doing with you and what He's doing in your life also. So thanks, Amanda, for doing that. In a little bit, we'll hear from Lauren. But until then, stand back up. Anybody else have some suggestions before 22. I start picking? What is it? 22?
Yeah.
22? Oh. I may not either, man. That means if I don't know it, you have to lead us in it.
We should do okay. 264 in the garden.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
Can you revive us again?
Okay, I got 264 from Anaya, so let's go there in the garden. All right, in the garden.
264 is in the garden.
264. What's
261?
That's not good. Yeah, okay. 264. 264. Here we go. I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses and the voice I hear falling on my ear. The Son of God is closest, and He walks with me, and He talks with me, and He tells me I am His own, and the joy we share as we tarry there. And the sound of His voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing, and the melody that He gave to me within my heart is ringing. And He walks with me, and He talks with me, and He tells me I am His own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. And I'd stay in the garden with Him, though the night around me be falling, but He bids me go through the voice of woe. His voice to me is calling, and He walks with me, and He talks with me, and He tells me I am His own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. The first again.
And I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and He walks with me, and He talks with me, and He tells me I am His own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
227. Is that a cleansing wave? That is it. Cleansing wave. Yeah, 227. Cleansing wave. It's a good one right there. All right.
Oh, now I see the cleansing wave, the fountain deep and wide. Jesus, my Lord, my Jesus, save, points to his wounded side. The cleansing stream I see, I plunge and oh, it cleanseth me. Oh, praise the Lord, it cleanseth me, it cleanseth me, yes, cleanseth me. I rise to walk in heaven's own light, above the world and sin, with heart made pure and garments white, and Christ enthroned within. The cleansing stream I see, I plunge in, oh, it cleanseth me. Oh, praise the Lord, it cleanseth me, it cleanseth me, yes, cleanseth me. Amazing grace is heaven below to fill the blood applied, and Jesus only, Jesus know, my Jesus crucified.
On the second,
I rise to walk in heaven's own light, above the world and sin, with heart made pure and garments white, and Christ enthroned with.
On the first,
oh, now I see the cleansing wave, the fountain deep and wide. Jesus, my Lord, I need the same, points to his wound.
All right, on the chorus, here we go.
The cleansing stream I see, I plunge in, oh, it cleanseth me. Oh, praise the Lord, it cleanseth me, it cleanseth me, yes, cleanseth me.
Let's do 448. You haven't done that in a long time. We'll end with that one. 446, excuse me. Satisfied. 446. Here we go.
All my life long I had panted for a drop from some clear spring that I hoped would quench the burning of the thirst I felt within. Hallelujah, I have found him whom my soul so long has craved. Jesus satisfies my longings. Through his blood I now am saved, feeding on the husks around me, till my strength was almost gone. Longed my soul for something better, only still to hunger on. Hallelujah, I have found him whom my soul so long has craved. Jesus satisfies my longings. Through his blood I now am saved. Poor I was and sought for riches, something that would satisfy. But the dust I gathered around me only mocked my soul's sad cry. Hallelujah, I have found him whom my soul so long has craved. Jesus satisfies my longings. Through his blood I now am saved. Well of water ever springing, bread of life so rich and free, untold wealth that never faileth, my Redeemer is to me. Hallelujah. found him, whom my soul so long has craved. Jesus satisfies my longings, through his blood I now
on the chorus, one more time.
Hallelujah, I have found him, whom my soul so long has craved. Jesus satisfies my longings, through his blood I now am saved.
Sarah Smith, can you ask the Lord to help Lauren out?
Lord, thank you for this day, and just thank you for giving this opportunity to all meet together and just hear what you've laid on Lauren's heart this week. And I just pray that you would clear her mind and just that you'd speak through her and give her the words to say, and that we could all get some out of this. And I just pray that we'd have a good time together this afternoon. And again, thank you for your word and just the opportunity that we have to open it up. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
So my devotion is on Psalms 1, 1 through 3. Which says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. And so, when I was in sixth grade, or like when I started sixth grade, it was a lot different than in elementary school by like the language you would hear being used. And I thought it was like really crazy that you'd hear like these 11-year-olds like can't even say a sentence without the F word and stuff. And then by eighth grade, I didn't even, like, notice it anymore. And then from middle school to high school, the, like, main thing that I noticed is all, like, the drugs kids do and stuff. And they're 14 and 15. And so then I, like, tuned out to all the language and stuff after just 3 years, and the same thing would kind of happen with this. And then so in my orchestra class, which is, like, considered the good kids, I had these two friends, and they started like becoming really good friends with this other kid named Trey, and I didn't really like him, but I didn't know him either.
Oh, we know him.
And so they kept asking me like, why don't you like him, and why don't you ever like hang out with us on the weekends and stuff, and I didn't really have an answer, so I was like, okay, maybe I'll hang out with him this one day. And so we were all, like, sitting around talking, and Trey said he needed help with something. So Savannah, like, opens up his bag to get his folder for whatever the work was. And then she, like, quickly said she couldn't find it, and, like, zipped up his bag and threw it at me. And so I was like, okay. And I opened it, and I found, like, all these packs of cigarettes, and there was marijuana and, like, bottles of beer and stuff. And I was like, okay. So and then it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. So I, like, decided to remove myself from that situation. I just wouldn't, like, hung out with other kids. And so, I mean, I still see him every day and stuff, but I don't really talk to him or, like, be involved with anything they do anymore. And so, like, once my friends realized that, they, like, remove themselves from it too, because if you would keep staying around people like Trey, eventually you're gonna start becoming that, and you wouldn't even realize it because you're just, like, slowly getting sucked into everything they're doing. And then verse 2 says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. So by removing yourself from situations like that, you can keep your focuses on things of the Lord and things that you know are right. And then it says, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. So by, like, again, removing yourself from that type of situation, you can get in with a different, like, group of people
and you can like share things with God and stuff, and hopefully be a light in someone else's world.
Amen. Amen. All right. Yeah.
Thank you, sister, for giving us our devotion and our spiritual food today. That was very awesome, guys. And you guys be praying for Trey. You know what? Just because he's starting out like that doesn't mean... All right. It's all right, man. All right. No. Really good, guys. It's always good to hear from you. And thank you for preparing what you guys prepared. That was really sweet. And also, I saw that our volleyball list is getting filled up in there. So, very good. So, if you guys want to go back there and visit that at any time, feel free to. There's still plenty more openings. So, yeah. So, that's what's going on. Well... we're going to leave here in about 10 minutes, so if anybody else has to go potty, make sure you go do that. And you guys understand now that, was Tobin still here working on that bathroom, do you know? Okay. He is still in there? All right, so if you're in, let's do this. If you're in the restroom, that way nobody has to worry about getting the door opened on it. If you're in the restroom, shut the door all the way, and that would be the sign not to come in, okay? And then when you leave, don't close it. Leave it all the way open so everybody knows that it's vacant and everything like that. And also, that toilet is very weak in there. So if you're used to, like, kind of spooling the tissue for a wife or whatever you do, I don't know. I don't know all the different techniques they have out there. I haven't been to potty school for a while. But anyway, find another way, unless it's really messy. Find another way to get rid of it because... well, you don't want to leave in the trash can if it's messy because then that would be a different thing. But you can't flush all that down the toilet is what I'm saying. Like, it's like a baby. You can't, it can only eat certain foods right now. And it's a really, it's not a very strong toilet, okay? Yes, they're very similar. But anyway, like, be careful of that. I mean, I'm totally fine with going there and unclogging it for you, but just so that we can try to avoid that and we can keep get as many repetitions in there as possible before we get down there. So, yes, Aaron.
With my experience with that,
yes.
Hold down the thing a little bit longer.
Okay, so did you guys hear that? If you go to the restroom, you flush, don't do it quickly. Go, do it like you mean it. Hold down, give that thing a little love.
Wait till it's gone.
That's right. Wait till it starts swirling and then let it back up, okay? So... That's going to be vitally important so that we get, because it happened to me too. I was like, well, that wasn't even that much. I shouldn't have clogged it. But it is. It's a really finicky toilet. Huh?
You were terrible at camp.
No, I mean. Yeah. That's fine. We're good. So, so we'll do that. Like I said, good job, guys. We'll close out with a word of prayer, and then you guys just get ready. As far as the car arrangements, Judy Schmidt and Jamie have both stayed behind, and we're going to jump into... this is probably mostly going to be for the girls, because I think the guys are taken care of. There's only six of us guys. I think, and AJ and Cody are driving. There's eight guys. Those two are taken care of, but then the other three I have to split down the middle.
My parents are coming.
They are.
They're coming? They shouldn't be. I'll tell them to leave.
We were taking you down.
I'll tell them to leave.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so good. Okay, so you guys have to break up 3 and 3 or whatnot, and that's how we'll get down there. So, and then the girls, I think you have to break up 5 and 5. I think it's 10 of you guys.
We already have a separate.
Okay, there you go. So get with, I think Angela and Kelly might have separated that already. They have it written down, so you guys will be breaking up into those groups. And so just get ready. You can just hang out until then and get ready. Does anybody know any good skating stretches that we can go through after we pray? The split. Yeah. All right, so let's pray, and then you guys can go do what you want to do until then. Yeah, hey, so listen up. After we pray, before you run off, stay around, and then we'll tell you guys. You have the guys in there too, don't you? Okay, girls and guys, stick around, and they'll tell you who you're riding with. Down to skating. Like I said, don't make a big deal about it. Don't get your feelings hurt. We weren't trying to, you know, break up friendships or anything like that. It was just to get us down there and we got some get back together. So let's pray and then we'll be out of here. All right? Trey, why don't you close us out after we heard about your devotion?
Dear Heavenly Father, please watch over us and just let us have a good ice skating trip. And just thank you for this wonderful day that you've given us and for this wonderful time that you've given us to get into your word and learn more about you, Lord, and just thank you for everything that you've done in your son's precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, Jamie and Kelly and
Tom. All right, listen up, guys. Angela's going to read it off.
Kaylin, Sierra, and Maddie.